Lord Heavenly Father, we bow our hearts to you this morning. We thank you, we praise you, and we bless you, Lord, for this day that you have given us, this opportunity, Lord, to be able to hear more about you, to sing praises to you, Lord, and worship you, Father. Lord, I lift up Brother Philip here, Lord. I just pray that you can use him as a vessel. Use him, Lord, to bring forth your word, your truth. Lord, just give him the words to speak, Lord, that you want him to speak. Help him to lift up your name above all other names. And Lord, just pray that your word can go forth and bring forth fruit in each one of our hearts and our lives. I just want to commit him to you, Lord, in this way. Just pray that you can help to lead and guide and direct his thoughts, his tongue, and his lips, Lord. And just give him the strength to lift up your word. We thank you, we love you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. So this morning, I don't have a lot of words of my own. I've just been thinking lately on the goodness of God. And it seems like in my life, I can get so focused on my struggles, cares of life, that I can forget about what God is doing for me, for us, every day. So, I got a lot of verses to read, and you don't have to follow along if you don't want. It's a lot of verses about God's goodness and his faithfulness. We sang a song this morning. I think it was song 155, I think. Yeah, great is thy faithfulness. It says, great is thy faithfulness, O God. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. Now, James already talked about that this morning. The truth of God does not change. If it's true today, if it was true yesterday, it's true today, and it's also going to be true tomorrow. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. So the few things that I'm going to, the few verses I'm going to read today is only going to scratch the very surface of all the goodness of God. The chorus says, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Everything that we need or everything that we have, any good thing that we have in our life, it can be traced back to God. God brought it around to be that way. We might think that we have abilities and power to do things, but even the mind to think, to do things, the wisdom comes from God. So this is just a meditation to turn our hearts toward what God has done for us, the goodness of God. And I want to read several chapters in Psalms. I'm going to start with Psalm 145. First, I want to read, there's a few other verses scattered throughout that I found. In Exodus 34, 6, it says, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. He's not only just good, he's abounding in goodness. And this goodness is anything the opposite of bad things. It's pretty self-explanatory, but he is good. He wants us to prosper. Oh, give thanks. So this is 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Psalm 25:8, "Good and upright is the Lord." Psalm 33:5 says, "He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." If we just stop and look around at creation, it is full to the brim of God's goodness. The air that we breathe keeps us alive. There's just endless supply of goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of it. Psalm 104 and 5 says, "Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting." Okay, I'm going to start reading in Psalm 145. "I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable." We will never be able to find the end of his greatness. It is past finding out. "One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might," excuse me, "of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness." This is what we should be doing. We should be talking about the goodness of God and singing. And I'm sure we are, but there's times when the cares of life can get overwhelming and we start focusing on everything below eye level, and it can get depressing. "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy." He is full of compassion. He looks at us and he understands when we stumble sometimes, and he has a heart of compassion. He wants us to He wants to help us get back up and keep going. He is slow to anger. That's something that I wish I would be more, that I'd be more like that in my life, to not let something get me worked up as quick as it does. But God doesn't look at us and the first time that we trip or stumble, and he just gets angry. He's slow to anger. "The Lord is good to all. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. He has something good for everyone. He lets the rain fall and the sun shine on the good and on the evil. His tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth through all generations. His kingdom is not something that could possibly be overthrown. There's nobody going to come up against the kingdom of God and take it down. And we can find comfort in that. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. That's another thing. Like it says, the eyes of all, and I believe that's talking about not only people, but every creature, down to the tiniest of tiny little microbes. Everything is depending on God for whatever it takes to keep it alive. The tiniest little bugs walking around, God has something for them. Thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. We feel like we're kind of self-sufficient. You know, we can go plant gardens and crops, but that's about as far as it goes. It takes God to make things happen down at the atomic level to make that stuff grow, and he provides for us. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. When we call on God in truth, if we have a heart of sincerity and we're crying out for help, it says he is there. It's a promise. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. We all have a desire. I believe this desire is talking about this longing for fulfillment. Some people say it's a void in every person that is shaped like Christ. So if we fear the Lord, if we reverence him, he will fulfill that desire. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but the wicked will he destroy. If we love the Lord, he will preserve us. And I don't believe it's talking about this life. It's talking about eternally preserved. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his name, his holy name, forever and ever. Psalm 146, I'm going to start reading there. Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth, and in that very day his thoughts perish. Here's giving us a warning not to put our trust in man, because it doesn't matter how great of a leader it is, they're going to die someday. And that's going to be the end of the help coming from that person. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, and keepeth truth forever. I like how it says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, and whose hope is in the Lord his God. And then it gives some credentials behind him for, like, things that he has done. And we know that no man made heaven, no man made earth and the sea and all the creatures. And that gives us a reason to put our trust in God, because look what he has done. And he keeps truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. He looseth the prisoners. If we are in bondage to anything, we can cry out to the Lord and he will release us from that bondage. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely, which means appropriate. It is only right that we praise God. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Do we have a broken heart? Are we disappointed about whatever it may be? God has healing for a broken heart, and he can bind up your wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Even to this day, people don't know how many stars are out there. The more powerful of a telescope you get, the farther you look, the more you find. It is unending. But God knows the number of them, and he has a name for every one. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Infinite means without limits. His understanding is infinite. And just stop and think of how much we as people understand. It seems like we understand a lot, but in all reality, it's nothing compared to God's understanding. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains, He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion, for he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth the wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth forth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. I want to read Psalm 103 yet. You know, some people like to say that, you know, the government doesn't have our best in mind. But if we have God on our side, that doesn't matter. Because when we read this chapter, he definitely has our best in mind. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He maketh known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Now, to all those that are fathers in here, this verse, to me anyway, this verse is really special to me, because if you're a father and you have a little child, especially around the 1.5 to 2 years age, when they're trying to do things and they mess up, you don't have this heart of, why'd you do that? You just want to help them. You pity them. You want to show them how to do it, and you don't have an ounce of anger towards them. So just like a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. If we fear the Lord, he doesn't get it, when we stumble, trip, he looks at us like a child that's trying to walk, and he wants to help us on. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, to do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 34, verse 8 says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. I think that's all I have today. I was encouraged looking at these verses to focus on the goodness of God and what he has done for us. And to not get caught up in my little problems and my little struggles, but to know that God is there for us. So God bless.